The dream occurred. Her brown fingers trembled, came up, grasped at the air. A moment later, she sat up, startled, gasping. She glanced about swiftly, as if expecting someone there before her. She seemed disappointed. The space between the pillars was empty. Her husband appeared in a triangular door. "Did you call?"
"Did I? I was almost asleep and had a dream. I dreamed about a man."
"A man?"
"A tall man, 6'1" tall."
"How absurd. A giant? A misshapen giant?"
"Somehow," she tried the words, "he looked all right, in spite of being tall. And he had, oh, I know you'll think it silly, he had blue eyes."
"Blue eyes, gods," cried Mr. K. "I suppose he had black hair."
"How did you guess?" She was excited.
"I picked the most unlikely color," he replied coldly.
"Well, black it was," she cried. "And he had a very white skin. Oh, he was most unusual. He was dressed in a strange uniform, and he came down out of the sky."
"Out of the sky? What nonsense."
"He came in a metal thing that glittered in the sun." She closed her eyes to shape it again. "A long silver craft, round and alien, and the door opened in the side of the silver object, and this tall man stepped out."
"Wishful thinking."
"You're unkind. I didn't think him up on purpose. He just came in my mind. He looked at me and he said, 'I've come from the third planet in my ship. My name is Nathaniel York.'"
"A stupid name."
"Of course it's stupid, because it's a dream," she explained softly. "And he said, 'We're from a city on Earth. That's the name of our planet.' That's what he said. Earth. And he used another language. Somehow I understood him with my mind. Telepathy, I suppose."